Welcome to the Academic Minute. I'm Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. Recent missions have greatly increased our knowledge of Mars, but have we even scratched the surface? Deanne Rogers, assistant professor of geosciences at Stony Brook University, explains why finding what we are looking for may require a little digging.
Did Mars ever have lakes or oceans? Concentrated salt deposits at Meridiani Planum, a vast dune-covered plain spanning over 600 miles in diameter and investigated by the NASA Mars Exploration Rover over the last decade, point to repeated episodes of groundwater rising to the surface and rapidly evaporating over 3.5 billion years ago. The minerals found by the rover suggested highly acidic waters, though, and in limited amounts, not conducive to life. But what about elsewhere? Why would groundwaters only emerge on the surface in Meridiani Planum? Groundwater flow models suggest that waters may have risen to the surface in other topographic lows, such as basins formed by meteor impact. So why not look there? Using infrared data from a NASA satellite, we have found evidence of water in one of those basins, but this time the minerals point to mild water conditions, perhaps similar to hard tap water on Earth. What's more, layered materials found in the crater point to deposition underwater. So unlike the Meridiani Planum salts, these minerals were formed in a lake, standing water that did not evaporate rapidly enough without first filling the bottom of the basin. Where did the water come from? There are no channels leading into the crater that would suggest river flow. The water must have come from below. For the past two decades, the search for habitable environments on Mars has been focused on locations at the surface due to limiting sensing capabilities of satellites and rovers. But on Earth, nearly 50% of the total biomass is comprised of microbial life found underground. With increasing evidence for extensive groundwater on ancient Mars and harsh conditions at the surface, perhaps we should be looking for signs of life way below the rover's wheels.
That was Deanne Rogers of Stony Brook University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Newman's Own, giving all profits to charity and pursuing the common good for over 30 years, and from Mount Holyoke College, never fear change.